Usually when we talk about birds flying long distances, we're discussing seasonal migration. But did you know that there are some species that fly long distances just for food? One of the best examples of this is the albatross. Albatross are seabirds that nest on islands and search for food in the open sea. And you have one species that searches an average of 1,000 miles from its nest. Yes, Rudy.
Isn't it possible for them just to build a nest closer to where they're hunting for food? Doesn't it take so much out of them to do that? And what about the parents being away from the nest that long? The chicks they leave behind must really be hungry a lot if the parents are gone looking for food.
You bring up some valid points, Rudy. For the chicks that the parents leave behind, they are actually capable of going for long periods of time without food, so they aren't really starving. For the parents that are on their foraging trip, they have to visit multiple locations because it's impossible for them to get enough food in one place. Unfortunately, the locations tend to be very far apart. Next, some of the islands are inhabited by a lot of predators. Unfortunately, I don't think they have much of a choice. Fortunately, though, the albatross fly using a technique called dynamic soaring, which enables them to cover very long distances while expending very little energy. If it weren't for that, you would be right. They would be exhausted flying all around. Something else to consider is the fact that the albatross lay only one egg at a time. And that means the one chick doesn't have to share their food. Yes, Noreen.
So they might easily fly 1,000 miles when they're looking for food?
Correct.
How do they know where the food is? I mean, which direction to take to get to the food, and how do they find their way back home?
Good question. We're not really sure, truthfully. It's very difficult to keep seabirds in captivity where you can study them. It's also very difficult to study them in the wild. But we think that a lot of what we've learned about some birds probably applies to seabirds as well. So we're thinking that albatross could make use of two different kinds of compasses. A sort of magnetic compass and a celestial compass. The magnetic compass somehow makes use of Earth's magnetic field. The problem is, we can't exactly prove this theory. To prove it, we would have to find some kind of magnetic sensory organ in birds, and we're not sure that we have. We have found in birds a mineral called magnetite, which we think might somehow be related to this because magnetite is a natural magnet. But the problem is that we've also found magnetite in non-migratory birds, which suggests that it may, in fact, serve a completely different function and not related to navigation at all. As far as the other compass, the celestial compass, it makes use of the stars more or less the same way humans have historically used the stars to navigate in the open sea. That's the way we believe the albatross navigate. Anyway, I want you to consider this. What if you had to go 1,000 miles every time you wanted to get a bite to eat?